Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. This episode, this one hits different. I am recording from Hawaii, the Big Island. If you follow me on Instagram or LinkedIn, you have been following my journey to get to Hawaii, and as I've been here, what's been coming up for me. There are so many different episodes I plan to record, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to record them here or wait till I get home and do a little reflecting on the experience, jot down notes, because I didn't want to give you like a 10-hour podcast. I wanted to be very intentional about what I say and the thoughts and the reflections, because whew, are there a lot. There have been so many aha moments, so many awakened moments that I've been here, and I want to not get them right per se because they're right as is, but I want to be able to express them in a way that isn't just like, wee, I'm on vacation and this is so pretty. Like, I want them to really hit home for you the way they did for me. So today, I'm on my last morning walk watching the sunrise over the mountains on the Big Island, and I wanted to record something because I know being in the moment is so much more powerful than after the fact, even with a deep reflection. So if you watched my Instagram, I actually think it was my second reel that I did from here, so go check that out. There's a path that I'm currently walking, and I'm taking you with me, and it is a path full of palm trees along a beautiful golf course, and on one side of me, there is this abundance of volcanic rock, and on the other side of me, there's this luscious, beautiful grass, and in the backdrop, the mountains are just forever, and the scene is so beautiful, and the sun is rising over the mountain to the left of me. The birds are singing, and it is just such a peaceful, beautiful, powerful environment to be in. And I'm so grateful to be in this environment. I'm gonna take a second and go sit by my palm tree. I've named her Palmy. She hasn't agreed to that name yet, but I'm still here. Oh, and the grass is wet. This is what happens when you get a live recording, friends, and I don't edit, so. All right, I won't be sitting on the grass. I'll just stand next to her. So what I wanted to talk to you today about was owning the moment. That's what this episode is going to be called, and I'm very purposeful about the one episode I'm recording here in Hawaii. Being in the moment is so much more than just I'm having a good time with my family, or I'm celebrating a big win at work, or me just sitting here in Hawaii being in the moment. There is even a strategy about being in the moment, and that's what I want to talk to you about, because that is what I did purposefully the first day I got here. I wanted to take in every little moment on purpose. I wanted to make sure that I got every drop of wisdom out of the moment and didn't just let it pass me by. I've done touristy things. I've done beautiful long walks, meditations, just I swam in the ocean. I mean, had a photo shoot here, did work. I literally worked from Hawaii. It was awesome. But every time I did something different, I wanted to be completely in the moment. I didn't want to be meditating and be worried about the time zone difference and posting on LinkedIn for my clients. I didn't want to be posting on LinkedIn for clients and missing a sunrise. So while I was doing every different thing, I took a moment to put myself fully in that moment. And there's three things that I did on purpose to make sure that I owned the moment and got everything out of it. The first thing I did was to be super intentional about the moment I'm in. So whether it's you're on vacation and you want to take in the beautiful scenery and the sunrise or the sunset or the birds or the wind blowing and what it's saying to you or your, all the things. Or if you're just at work and you're doing paperwork or you're having a Zoom call and it's something that's not, you know, extraordinary, like being on vacation or being in a meditative state. Everyday stuff, brushing your teeth, deciding to be fully in the moment, being intentional about the moment. It's a decision. And I talked about owning our decision a few podcasts ago. And it's so important to be intentional about the moment you're in. When I came out for the sunrise, I just finished engaging for my clients. It is 6:21 a.m. here in Hawaii, which means it is almost 12:30 in the afternoon in New York. And I get up around 4:30 here, A, because my body hasn't adjusted. It's only been 3 days. And because of the time zone, I want to actually engage in the right time for my clients in New York and a couple other places. So I intentionally got up, did the engaging, did the posting, did all the things I'm supposed to do for work, took a deep breath and got out of that moment. And that's what I call a threshold moment. I'm not sure if I've ever talked about threshold moments with you before, but they're the moments in between moments. And it's like, wow, Marta, how many moments do we have to think about? All of them. All the moments. So in between closing my laptop and putting my shoes on to go out to go for this walk and to record this episode and to watch the last sunrise, I said to myself, okay, work is done for that session, because I go on multiple times a day. Work is done for that session. Thank you. Thank you, laptop. Thank you, energy. Thank you, God, for that being a successful moment. And I appreciate it. I'm now going to enter into the next moment. The next state I want to feel is bliss. It's completely bliss. And so I got my shoes on, went for a walk, and I just paused. And that's the second step of being in the moment and owning our moment, is to, one, be super intentional about the moment. Even if you have to speak out loud the moment you're entering into and your intentions for it, your goals for that moment. God, I'm walking into this meeting and I want it to go very well. So in order for that to happen, I need to, you know, sit up straight, think positive, maybe do a power pose, understand, you know, the concept of the conversation we're going to be having, or, you know, review my notes, or not be afraid to speak up. And so, though it's getting windy here, hopefully it's not messing with the audio, but maybe the island wants to speak to you too. So being fully intentional, even if you have to speak it out loud. And then the second step is to pause. And that's essentially being in the moment, right? Like literally pausing. And for me, before I even hit record on this, I paused. I thanked the island. I'm barefoot, standing in the grass, as wet as it is, which is actually even better for me. I paused to thank the island for the energy that it's bringing to me and through me to be able to articulate what I'm feeling to you. And so I paused in the moment. I paused after setting some clear intentions for the moment. I paused, I'm sitting in them, and I'm listening to everything, and I'm just feeling what I'm feeling, whether it's the cold grass on my feet, the hard, sturdy palm behind me that I'm leaning on, feeling the wind on my face and go through my hair, listening to the sounds of the wind and the birds, seeing everything I see so I can record it in my soul. Now, of course, this is extravagant, but even at work, if you want to be extremely intentional at work or with your kids or in a conversation with your spouse, your partner, saying this is how I want the conversation to go in your head or out loud, and then pausing for a second to allow your body to adjust to the moment and to almost like get into position, right? Like it's like you're ready to, for me, I'm ready to receive. That's what's happening today. And I'm also ready to express. So I'm pausing, getting my body ready for both of those states and to be able to deliver what it is I want to deliver. Oh, there's a golf cart. And the third thing, so we're being very intentional about what we want from this moment. We're pausing to receive what the moment has for us. And so we can start to accept being in that moment and being completely present. And the third thing is gratitude. I know it's very simple to say that and you hear it all the time, but it bears repeating. Being grateful openly for the moment you're in. Like, the second I get off this episode and this recording this, I'm going to put my hands on the lava rocks and just thank the earth here in Hawaii for everything it's delivered for me, everything that I received this last couple of days. And I feel the same in everything I do. I will be taking everything that I do from this moment forward in applying these three steps, being completely intentional about the moment and what I need from it, pausing to be able to prepare myself to receive the things that I wanted from this moment, and then also to express my gratitude for the moment. And it may sound weird saying, like, thank you, work, for this wonderful meeting, or, you know, if whoever you talk to, for me, it's thank you, God, for bringing this to me. Thank you, God, for this moment, whether it's coming to a close or whether I'm still in it and I'm just so grateful that I have to express myself right in real time. Expressing yourself verbally, writing it down in your hand or in your heart, your hand on your chest kind of thing, you know, just saying a quick word of thanks, gratitude, appreciation for the moment you're in. That is how we own the moment. When I get back from Hawaii, which it's going to be the longest trip ever to get home. Excuse me. So it is going to be, I am going right from Hawaii to Seattle to New York with a 3-hour layover to stretch my legs, thank goodness. But it is going to be quite the experience on my body. I get home at 7 a.m. and I'm emceeing an event at 8:30 a.m. So I will have a day of rest. However, it's not going to be, it may be a little less than 24 hours. So I'm going to need to be very present in the moment. And I plan on taking everything that I've learned here into that event. And if you're local, unfortunately, the event is sold out. It's Brittany Burnham's Guts, Girls Using Their Strength event. I am so proud of her. She's one of my favorite humans, and I'm just in awe of what she's been able to do and accomplish in this last year. And 100% do I want to bring all of my energy and attention and focus to her event, to the work I will be doing at her event. And I'm going to be using these three steps, being intentional, pausing, and being grateful, throughout the entire day. So it doesn't matter if you're in an extravagant location or something wonderful and magical just happened for you and you want to extend it, because this is a great way for me to extend what I'm feeling here, or if we're just home sitting on the computer or doing a Zoom call, you can make the most out of every single moment by using those three steps, by being intentional about what you want from it, by pausing and getting your body ready to receive what's coming from it, and then expressing your gratitude for it. Those three steps will change everything for you. It has for me. I know it will when I get home, and I can't wait to really implement it and infuse everything I've learned here into my real life, because Hawaii is real and it is a part of my real life now, as is doing extravagant, wonderful, who does she think she is kind of things. But I'm also a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a sports mom, you know, like I carpool mom, you know, make lunch mom, sit on the couch and watch Netflix once in a while before bed kind of mom. Like, I'm still the everyday person. At least that's my definition of everyday person, right? Just living life and whatnot, running errands, you know, going to Target, whatever. I can still make the most of those moments and be fully present and own every one of them. And I think that is what will actually expand our time here on Earth. I know that's a little deep and I don't typically get that deep, but I'm lying. Sometimes I do. But I have been privy to some crazy time concepts while here and getting here, which will be a whole different episode, but I'll tease it, I guess, a little bit here. The ability for us to expand and collapse time is at our fingertips. And if I want to expand the time that I'm in, like today in Hawaii, I need to do those three things I just mentioned in order to not only expand it while I'm in the moment, but to help it to essentially linger and to remain long after the moment. I also do some little things, like I've been recording here videos so I can put myself here. I've been recording the sounds. I've been listening to island music. And that's something that could easily put me back into the state while I'm home. But for you too, if you're having, say you're celebrating a big win at work or a big win in life, record everything. I use Voxer to record, and I have my own channel for myself, and I record everything verbally in order to hear the excitement in my voice, or to even sad things that have happened. I've recorded, not because I want to revisit it, but because sometimes you want to document a moment so you can learn from it in the future. So I record everything. And then videotape things too, of course, so you can go back and watch it and put yourself back in that state. We have the power to instantly change the state we're in emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And this is how I do it, just by documenting, not everything. I mean, I know I create content, so it sounds easier for me to document everything, but it is so important to A, document what we're feeling more than the what, right? It's the what we feel and who we are in the moment versus the what's actually happening in the moment, so we can learn more about ourselves. Because if you know me, you know awareness is how I get to abundance. And again, another whole episode, but I just want to say thank you so much for listening today. I hope that these three steps of being intentional, pausing, and expressing gratitude is something that you will take with you throughout your day, throughout your life, in order to own your awesome all day, every day, just as I have. Friends, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. If you are on Instagram, please follow me. I am at miranda.vonfricken. Same for LinkedIn, Miranda Von Fricken. I'd love to hear your thoughts on owning your moment. Are there other ways that you own your moment that maybe I can do a bonus episode of and share your ways? Have you considered taking steps to expand your time here on Earth? And has pausing, being grateful, and being intentional, and maybe even recording and reflecting been a part of that strategy for you? I'd love to hear all about it. Let's continue the conversation. And until next time, keep being awesome.